Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Lee with the Anti-Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. We're delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. I just magnify His holy name tonight, God. I just thank Him for this opportunity to study with the men and women of God on tonight. We're going to just have a short devotion, we're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to get ready to go right on in our study for tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms number 7. Psalms number 7. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Tear me my soul like a lion, rendering it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sakes. For return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearers and reigns. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turns not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against his persecutors. Persecuted. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and have conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to his name of the Lord Most High. I have just read you Psalm 7 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word.
The battle's won. There is no question for me to work. It's already finished. When you start moving, everything changes. When you come through, nothing stays the same. There is no doubt for me. It's already finished.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, to just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come, Lord, giving you praise and worship tonight. We just bow down and thank you, God, for all that you've done, Lord. We thank you for how you watched over us all night, all day today, and all night last night, God. We just thank you right now. Father, I just ask you tonight to let Deborah decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight, God. Minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, open up our minds and our understanding, God, that we may understand your word, God, be receptive to your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to move me from myself. Use this vessel, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and cover their families, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your blessed word, God. We're grateful tonight. Just teach us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the strong man right now from our lives and from this radio broadcast. We bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, God. Their assignment is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. We bind them up. We cast them out. We command them to go. In Jesus' name, we pray and we ask it all. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God tonight for another opportunity to study the word of God on tonight with the men and women of God. We're going to get ready to start reading in chapter 21. If one be found slain in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it, lying in the field, and it be not known who have slain him, then thy elders and thy judges shall come forth, and they shall measure unto the cities which are round about him that is slain. And it shall be that the city which is next unto the slain man, even the elders of that city, shall take an heifer which have not been wrought with and which have not drawn in the yoke, and the elders of the city shall bring down the heifer unto a rough valley which is neither eared nor sown, and shall strike off the heifer's neck there in the valley, and the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near. For them the Lord thy God hath chosen to minister unto him and to bless in the name of the Lord. And by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city that are next unto the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Lord, unto thy people Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood unto thy people of Israel's choice, and the blood shall be forgiven them. So shall thou put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. And when thou goest forth to war against thy enemy, and the Lord thy God have delivered them into thy hands, and thou hast taken them captive, and seest among the captive a beautiful woman, and has a desire unto her, that thou wouldest have her to thy wife, then thou shalt bring her home to thy house, and she shall shave her head and pare her nails. Excuse me. and she shall put the raiment of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in thy house, and bewail her father and her mother to a full month. And after that, thou shalt go in unto her and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. Just one moment now. Let me take a swallow of this water. And it shall be, if thou have no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go whether she will. But thou shalt not sell her at all for money. Thou shalt not make merchandise of her. Thou hast humbled her. If a man have two wives, one beloved and another one hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son be hers that was hated, then it shall be, when he maketh his son an inheritance, that which he have, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he hath, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If a man have a stubborn and a rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out into the elders of his city and unto the gate of the place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunken. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day, for he that is hanged is a curse of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Amen.
Okay, chapter 22. Thou shalt not see thy brother out, or his sheep go astray, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again unto thy brother. And if thy brother be not nigh unto thee, or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it unto thine own house, and it shall be with thee until thy brother speak after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. In like manner shalt thou do with his and so shalt thou do with his raiment and with all lost things of thy brother, which he hath lost. And thou hast found, shalt thou do likewise. Thou mayest not hide thyself. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. If a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the dam feeding unto to the young, or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young, but thou shalt in any wise let the dam go, and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee. And that thou mayest prolong thy day. Oh wow. And thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thine house, if any man fall from thee. A law of separation, thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seed, lest the fruit of the seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of divers sort as of woolen and linen together. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. If any man take a wife and go in unto her and hate her and give occasions of speech against her and bring up an evil name upon her and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the token of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city of the, in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say unto the elders, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hated her. And lo, he hath given occasion of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid, and yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of the city shall take that man and chastise him, and they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of silver and give them unto the father of the damsel, because he has brought upon an evil name upon the virgin of Israel. And she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. So she still got to be his wife? Okay, anyway. But if this thing be true and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stone that she die, because she has wrought folly in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. If a man be found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they shall both of them die. Both the men that lay with a woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto a husband, and a man found her in the city and lie with her, then ye shall bring them both out unto the gate of that city, and ye shall stone them with stones, that they die. The damsel, because she cried not being in the city, and the man because he has humbled his neighbor's wife. Okay. So thou shalt put away evil from among you. But if a man finds a betrothed vessel in the field, and the man forks her and lie with her, then the man only that lie with her shall die. But unto the damsel thou shalt do nothing. That is, there is in the damsel no sin worthy of death, for as when a man rises against his neighbor and slays him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and he betrothed, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none to save her. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold of her and lie with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled. He may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor discover his father's dirt. Amen.
Amen. We're gonna just start with the questions in 2021. Who would be responsible for atonement if of a man found slain in the country?
The leaders
would be responsible for that.
And the judge. The leaders and the judges. That's which nears the body.
Mm-hmm. One's closest
they
to the body. That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. What would a Israelite have to do to a female captive in order for her to be his wife? What does he have to do?
Verse 12.
Remember?
Verse 12, you should bring your home to your house. Bring her home to your house, and you shall shave her head and trim her nails, and ye shall put off the clothes, take off her clothes of her captivity, the clothes that she have on, remain in her house, so she can mourn her father and mother, and after that you may go into the marriage, and you shall.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, when they get, well, what they were talking about was when they goeth forth to war against thy enemy, and the Lord thy God have delivered them into thy hands, and thou hast taken them captive, and they seest a woman, a beautiful woman, out of where they didn't fought, you know, who they was warring against and fighting against, but it's women and children still there. So if you see a woman that you want, that's what they have to do. They have to take her home. And I don't guess they ask the mother and father or the father for her hand, but he take her home and get her and shave her head and cut her nails just like you see it. And in this, what he's doing is humbling her. Because you let somebody, and I ain't got but two strings of hair, you let somebody, how am I cutting my hair off, shaving my head? Oh, you can't, I don't want to marry him after that, no way. But back then, that's what they did. And she was humble. And then, you know, and I guess after it started growing back and stuff, you know, I guess he married her like that, and then it just kind of humbled her. I can see that humbling right there, and especially when you with a man, because a woman is, it's like have to be submissive to a man. So I guess he got that right to shave her head, but oh my God. Anyway, let me not talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, well,
you're right.
I mean, when it's just basically breaking them down. You get what I'm saying? As far as being distant or a change in allegiance. You get what I'm saying? It shows that the woman is no longer regarding the former. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, what was? Well, no matter what mm-hmm. was in her life. So things that she had to go through is to purify her.
Mm-hmm.
It's to humble her. It's to show allegiance.
Right.
And
right.
it's to mourn. You get what I'm saying? Like, her mother and father, it's like she would resolve more issues in her heart regarding her family. So it's like she is letting it go and giving it to God. When her husband-to-be could live with her forever. And then it's basically saying it, then he would be able to see if he could actually live with her physically, without looking at her physical. So they had to strip and set, because that's what attracted him, her physical appearance. So he she had to go through all of this stuff in order to be, it's, you know, it's a breakdown. You know, that, I mean, it just, you know, it really reminded me of prison, to get you on a certain path, to not think, not let you actually think outside of those, you know, prison walls, is what I'm saying. So it's just a breakdown. And I mean, eventually you're going to go to lunch, you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to make up your bed. You know, they instill certain things in you, and some of the stuff people still keep, you know, but they instill certain things in you. And it's just like certain things you're not going to never let go, because certain things that was in you was good for you, you know. But yeah, that's something.
Right. Well, that was good. What was done to a son who continues to be rebellious?
Take him to the leaders and to the elders of the city. And
no,
then
they
all
stoned
the men of the cities, they stoned
them.
And, I mean, basically, oh, my God, it's just like women and men, or mother and father, shall I say, can't, it's, you know, I don't know what me and John look like, Stone and Lil John. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, you just think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's horrible. So, of course, you know what I'm saying? It's just like they let the elders of the city do the work. I don't know where would this world be if we were still in those days, because a lot of kids would be dead if you talk about these kids nowadays. But, you know,
right.
It really represents.
Okay.
It represents.
No, you want us?
It represents the evil from amongst them, not just only the mother and the father, but the town, the city itself. And all of Israel shall hear what they did and be fearful about it. So they, you know what I'm saying? That's this. But the thing about it, it don't mean the small children. It don't even, it wouldn't even mean like the teenage kids either. You get what I'm saying? If they were really talking about the sons that passed the age of accountability, in a sense, like being accountable for what they did, you know. Was rebellious against his mother and father. Like, that actually, no, like, we don't have to think that he don't know. Like, well, maybe he made a mistake. Now, they ain't talking about them kids. When you have to think about it, but if you just your son, telling them and teaching them on a day-to-day basis, they talking about that type of son, you know. So, because some of them smarter than others.
Well, I just don't feel like, and with the parents, bringing them to the leaders and the judges make me feel like he had to do something really, really, really bad, because who wants a child killed? Because,
yep.
I mean, you may feel like that sometimes, but you're not going to do it. You know, you may feel like I keep telling you the same thing over and over. You know, do you want to die? Or do you, you know.
Man.
But
Amen.
It has to be something so serious where they'll take him to the elders and the leaders and the judges of the church for them to stone him. I just, that was just too harsh for me, you know, to
yeah.
even think that a mother and a father would do that to their children. I don't care if they're 50 years old. I don't want my kids stoned.
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah, well, see
that.
Back in the day, in those days, see, this is in a contract, like it's contrast ancient Greek and the Roman laws. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
gave
it was long.
Fathers absolute right to life or death over their own children. So this was basically a control of parental authority more than it was just an exercise of it. You know what I'm saying? Because how many times you tell your child,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you – do it again. How many times I got to tell you? So that's what
right.
that was. It was a law, you know, so it was just because they had more stuff to do. They had other things that they needed to be aware of in those cities back in the days besides you trying to keep telling this one child of certain things and they just doing what they want to do. That's not how they were raised. And now we just tell our
right.
kids. Not only do you represent me, but you represent God. Back then, they were stoning kids.
Right.
I mean, you
right.
get what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, I feel like, anyway, that's something, you know, anyway, that's something that I probably would never do, even though he was rebellious, unless he was raping and killing people, doing something so bad. If I had to keep telling you to pick your clothes up off the floor, I'm willing to die for that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, anyway, that's in the past anyway. That's the law. So we're going to move on to chapter 22. Okay. What are you to do with your brother's animals or his possession that you may find?
Take it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like you don't see
mm-hmm.
it. Or keep
right.
it for him until you see it. But don't claim it like it's yours.
Right.
Don't act like you don't see it. You got to help your brother out.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Got to take it and get it and bring it to whom it belongs to. And if you do not know who it is, then wait till he comes looking for it and give it to him. That's right.
That's right.
Okay. What was a woman never to wear?
Hmm.
Y'all know what that is. I didn't start back wearing my dresses. I started back wearing my dresses in this fast, baby.
Quit.
I ain't putting no
yes,
more pants on this body.
In the olden Testament time, see, women and men wore clothes that were, how could I say this, superficially similar. You get what I'm saying? Long robes and
mm-hmm.
wrapping garments were common for, like, both
mm-hmm.
sexes. So the specific types of garments that they that the way they was wrapping them and stuff like that, it made it clear and distinct between the sexes, though. So this, like, structure God's people to respect those distinctions. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like if some have some people, I want to say mama so bad, but some people you know, get that misconstrued, you know, and I'm going to say Christians, that women wear only dresses. You get what I'm saying? This right here, I'm talking about this verse. They get that misconstrued with women, you know, Christians, women wear dresses. And it's not a man against women. You know, that in some ways might be common between men and women, but it is common against dressing in a manner which just blurly, it blurs between the lines, you know what I'm saying, of the sexes. You know if you're a woman, you know how nowadays they sagging like men and all kind of stuff. So
yes,
you know,
they are.
You and it's just that, just a woman in it. You know, it's
That's right. That's absolutely right. That's why he put it in here like this, because I mean, it's okay to me to wear pants, but I'm not gonna wear them anymore. Because this is what the Lord is telling me. So I'm out of them. But the thing is, when a woman do wear pants, you can't wear them like the men. You can't sag like them guys. Some of these women, I see them all the time sagging. You don't know, and the hat turned backwards. You don't know whether they're man or woman. That's why God said this. Because you looking just like a dude. Looking just like a dude. And even the ones that play basketball and stuff, they so masculine until if you didn't see a little titty, I'm just going to be honest, a little titty, you would think they was a man. I just don't get it. But God didn't make us to wear that. And he didn't make it for us to wear. But the thing is, God didn't even make us to even play these games that the men play. Some women want to play football with the men. You can't do all that stuff. Because we wasn't made like that. God didn't make us for that. You know, so that's how when I was wearing dresses before, you know, it was like a relief when I stopped wearing them. And when I started back wearing the pants, it was because I was cold. I never stopped. But the Lord said to me the other day to come out of them, and I did. I haven't had on a pair since. And I just thank God if I get cold, I'm going to put something on up under my dress. But I'm not going to wear them on top. That's just me. I'm not knocking nobody else, but the truth is the light, and it's right here in the Word of God. I know we don't have no money to go buy all these dresses and skirts and things, but I'm going to do what I have to do, because when you know better, you ought to do better. Now, I know this is the law, but I still, you know, I had, before I even read this, I had told my daughter, I said, I said, it's fast and pull me back out of this paint. These pants, we don't, because first of all, if we would wear them right, it wouldn't be nothing. But we got to wear them so tight you can see everything you want to see. A man can't even imagine because he see it, so he know already what you got. You know what I'm saying? And so God trying to keep that thing down. That's what I think. You know, and women look so much better in dresses than they do pants. I mean, because when I first started wearing them in St. Louis, just dresses, one time I went to have lunch somewhere, and this man was running. And I'm looking at him like he's finna snatch my purse. But this man was running to open the door for me. He said, I could never let a woman open the door for herself. And I'm standing somewhere near. That did it. Then I started getting compliments, and it was only God trying to encourage me. If you look like a lady, you act like a lady, this is what you'll get. Men will treat you like one. So I feel real good wearing dresses. It's cold here in Michigan, but I have to do something about that. That's all. It's just, you know, I put on me some long johns, do something. I'll do something about that. But I'm going to have to stay out them pants because, first of all, I'm not a young lady. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need to be out there looking like what I'm, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to do that. Mm-mm. So let me stop. I don't want to offend nobody. Do anybody have anything to say about that? Okay.
Okay.
He says he was never to wear anything that pertained to a man. Okay, number three. If a woman was found not to be a virgin, what was her punishment? Lord,
verse 21.
They was killing them for that. What?
Verse 21. The men of her city shall stone her to death with stones because she had done a disgraceful thing in Israel to play the harlot in her father's house, so she shall be put away. So you shall be put away the evil from amongst them.
Well, honey, let me tell you something. I probably would have got stoned. That's honey, child. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I ain't always been saved. I ain't always been in the church. I would have got stoned.
Amen.
I'm just telling you. Okay. If a man was found lying with a woman who was married, what was the punishment for this sin? See, that's why we couldn't do them sins. That's why Jesus died for us, because we would have all been dead.
Just dead.
Because they would have stoned
us.
They would have stoned us, so help me. Yep, be put to death for their sins. I'm telling you, that's just something.
So that's how God really is, you know, that's, well, all of them died. You get what I'm saying? Different from the last questions that we were having. You know what I'm saying? Still death, but, you know, yeah.
Well, thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. The son and child, we just, I'm telling you, because we would have been dead. I'd have been dead at 17, believe me. So, because they would have stoned me, and Mama probably would have helped them.
your mother probably would have.
Yes, she probably would have.
Your mother would have.
Okay. When would a woman who is attacked by a man not be deserving of death?
When she basically raped. When the man forces her and lies on her, then only the man who lay with her shall die. That's what I got from that. I didn't really understand the question in a sense. So I'm thinking about, I guess, when two people sleep together, normally they would kill both of them, but the fact that he forced her, that's rape, so they would only kill him. So that's what I came up with. I mean, you know, just anybody doing, you do one thing, you're going to die.
Yeah, these were some real, real, real strict laws back then, and you know, they're not stoning men for raping women. Now they're getting them 2 and 3 years in jail, maybe 5, but not not bad, but these were some real strict laws right here, very strict laws, and that's why, you know, Jesus died for us. That's why, because he knew we could not keep these laws right here. When I tell you, it's something. It is something. Because and what really got me was when they were talking about stoning your child. Now, that is going a little too far, but see, that's when you got God and he right over you, you know, you got to be showing up doing what he say do or you will get it. And he's still over us, you know. But I'm saying when he's telling Moses what to say and do and the Levite, I'm telling you, it's something. You got to walk straight and narrow. Supposing he was doing that today, you know, it would be really different in this world.
One thing about it, the population is pretty small.
Yeah. Yes, it would. Well, anybody got anything, any questions or any comments?
So,
no, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, so I had read, I forgot what verse that was. If the man hated his woman that he went down with, lies down with, so she still had to be with him if he hated her?
Well, when it says a man go in with her, that means that they married. That's how they married. They didn't have no wedding ceremony.
Right.
He just went in to her. And that means that was his wife. So he said it's like if she don't satisfy him to his pleasing, he could let her go. Yeah. So that's what it was back then. And to me, I feel, you know, don't let me start talking, but could the woman do the same thing to a man?
No.
Mm-mm.
And it doesn't say that in the word. But I'm just saying.
No.
It's like it's one-sided.
Yeah. Yep. Because time has changed, and it's still seeming to be one-sided, though. You know, I just think that, you know, I forgot what her question was, but, you know, I was basically thinking, you know, in the ancient world, it was, you know, uncommon for a man to take a wife from among the captive. When he didn't capture somebody, you would think that he would have revenge or whatever on his mind. He got a whole woman on his mind. You get what I'm saying? Like, certain things go together with nowadays, you know. And I mean, it's just, you know, something else. And if he don't want her, he can let her go. You know, it's just certain
things
don't that
please him.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like he want to be pleased. You know, you did this woman, you didn't treat this woman like this. And now she not pleasing you after all of that. You know.
Well,
so,
he go into her. And that's how they married the women back then. They just go have sex with them. And she was to have pleased him. And then don't let him find out she's not a virgin. He going to tell everybody else and they going to stone her to death. So that was it back then, you know. I'm so glad that Jesus died for our sins. And we didn't have to go through this. I'm so glad. Mm-hmm.
And
that's why I be hot.
Even after the two wives, if the man have two wives, and about the son, you know, one, you know, if he didn't like one, but he liked the other one. But the one that he didn't like, he had the firstborn with, But then the money have to go to the firstborn, but he didn't like the mother of the firstborn. It's a lot to deal with today. So that's what I was saying. It's just a lot to keep up with, you know.
Yeah.
It's sad that
it's something.
So much from all the way back then. This is why, you know, we are so much stronger. This just let me know how strong we are. You know, because some things a man couldn't possibly just even look at our shoes that long, let alone wear them. So it's just let me know how strong I am, mentally, physically, emotionally, and all, and still keep up with what I need to do, you know?
Yeah, it's probably why it
wasn't the other way around, because men can't handle the same thing women can handle. You better tell a man you don't want him no more. He killing everybody. But a woman, she gonna gracefully take it and she gonna move on about her business. So that's probably why it wasn't the other way around. Men crazy.
And then how he had to shave her head. He probably, Lord have mercy. He had to shave her head and all that first. And that's to break her, like you said, and to humble her, and then turn around and tell you, you don't satisfy me, you got to go.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's, it just, again, remind me of the way, yeah, people do, the way those, you know, authority figures do in prison, you know, and how they break people down, you know, is just something to get accustomed to. No matter what it is, you have to get accustomed to doing certain things. And and most people don't know, but it's a help. So you be consistent with what you're supposed to do, whether it's in there or out here, then you will succeed in God's. You get what I'm saying? Jesus' name. But, you know, up under him, you will succeed eventually. Start doing the right thing. You get what I'm saying? So it's just a humbling situation. It's being patient.
Yeah.
You know, in prison, you have to be, you know, in a line for a shower. Then you got to turn around and be in line to get something, you know, extra sugar and all of that stuff and all of that mess. Then you got to be in line to go to the doctor. You got to be in line to see your family. You got to be, it's structured so differently. This is why I thank God for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I do. But, you know, so much stuff with these women. Women have been going through certain things from the test of time. I promise you, from the beginning of time.
Yes, Lord. Any more comments or questions?
Oh, yeah, I got a comment, and very good lesson. And Apostle, you got me with them dresses. I got to work on me with that. But in verse 17, when I was reading here where it says, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the sea. And when I used to work with the Chaldean population, I don't know if they're still practicing it now, but I can't see why they wouldn't, because, and now to see it in the Word of God, where they were talking about when the man and the woman married, that they had to bring the cloth, I guess, to their parents to prove her virginity. And then to see it, like, right here in the Word, is just, it was just phenomenal. Now I see exactly where they got it from. So that maybe then, maybe 10 years ago, so I can't see. Maybe, I don't know if they're still practicing it now, because a lot of their kids, like,
they are
Americanized. But, that this was, like, right here, is right here in the Word. But this is a very good lesson.
They still practice it, because when I was working at the Sheridan, that assisted living place, it was some Chaldeans in there. And they would want to take their lunch, the time to pray. And so they would go out to the car and get that cloth and go and pray at that time what they supposed to. And they would wait all that time to go to lunch. They still keep that. They still keep it because she was, and I couldn't knock her because she, at least she praying. The rest of them weren't praying at all to nobody. So I just said, go ahead on, when I was, on duty over them. I told them, go ahead on and do what they had to do. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's a very good lesson. And now you know where a lot of things come from. All this stuff is derived from the Word of God. That's why I say it's nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new. Everything is in the Word of God, and that it'll fit your life, whatever you're going through. All you got to do is study this Word, especially in the book of Proverbs. Amen. So if there's no more questions or comments, we're going to close out. And tomorrow night we have our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour at 7:30 Eastern and 6:30 Central Time. And we'll be right back. But I'll be on the live in the morning by the grace of God. I'm getting ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, and I thank you for opening up our understanding, God, in our hearts, that we may receive your word just like it is. Lord, we just thank you right now for your word, God. We just thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for us. Lord, we just thank you that we can just ask God for forgiveness, God, for the things that we've done and the things that we do, Lord. We thank Jesus for dying for us. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice and their families. Cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and camp angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. It was a great lesson. We'll be right back here next Tuesday for chapters 24 and 25. So
23
you can read
and
those chapters. Okay, 23 and 24. That's how my man running. 23 and 24, chapters 23 and 24, and you can just read them out your Bible and study them from your Bible, but you all have a good night. God bless you. I'll see you all in the morning by the grace of God.
I love you.
Have a good night. I love you. God
Amen.
Bless you. Love
God
you,
bless.
Too.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you all.
God bless. Love you.
Love you.
God bless.
All right. Good night.